back to Palmer and his room addition at his house, where he specifically has an existing concrete slab along the side of a house that he'd like to extend a roof cover and sidewalls over and create like a storage workshop. Do I have a picture of that pretty clear in my head, Palmer?
You certainly do.
Okay. Well, there's four things I'm going to want you to be focused on. First thing is, are you in a city?
Yes, I'm in Mesa. There's no HOA.
Okay. You're in Mesa, so we're going to want to check to make sure this building won't violate side yard setbacks. Let's go ahead and get a permit on it. I always encourage people, whether you hire somebody or you do the project yourself, go ahead and go through the work to get the permit. What they're going to have you do, Palmer, so the permit and the setbacks are your first concern. Foundation's your second concern, and you're already queued off. You know exactly what needs to be done. You already talked about it. Saw cut it. Let's get some foundations in there. You don't necessarily have to run continuous foundations in a monolithic turndown or a conventional footing and stem wall. You can do a post and beam on this and use the existing footing of your existing home as one set of the post beam concentrated loads and go out to some other concentrated foot pads out on the outside corners of the three-sided building and support everything that way. But the third thing we're going to have to worry about is drainage. Many times when we put these in, we end up with a surface drainage problem with roof drainage off the roof or surface drainage just in a rain situation. You've got to make sure we have to have some kind of weatherproofing. Can I do an overpour? Yes, you can do an overpour. And here's the formula, Palmer. Take the maximum width of your pour. Sometimes on these concrete slabs or when we're infilling carports, they're a sloped slab, and up against the house, you only have about an inch and a half to start the pour, and it goes out to a full 3.5 at the bottom side. Whatever your minimum dimension is, let's just say it's an inch and a half, you have to order your concrete with aggregate less than a half inch. Your aggregate cannot exceed one-third the total depth of your pour. Many times when I do a concrete patio overpour to turn it into a family room, I'll actually order my concrete with pea gravel, so it's all small. I will also order it at 4,000 PSI. What I'll do is I will pressure wash the existing slab. I will acid bathe that top slab to etch the cream off of it. I will actually drill pins into that slab. I'll drill pins into the stem wall of the existing house. So I'll bring rebar, number 3 rebar, approximately 2 feet into the slab and tie all that off. Pour in the 4,000 pound pea gravel concrete, polish it off. It will take forever to cure, Palmer, because the moisture is only one way to go, up. It cannot wick down like as if we were pouring the concrete on top of ABC. So you'll want to pour early in the morning, particularly in this cold weather, and you probably won't finish troweling and polishing it off until sometime about 10 or 11 o'clock that night. And that's okay. Just know that's the kind of day you've got scheduled for yourself. But those are the four things you need to be concerned about. You take care of all four of them, you're going to have one heck of a nice shop.
Hey, thanks an awful lot. I appreciate it.
Okay, man. We appreciate the call. Appreciate the kind words on the show. I, quite frankly, don't have time to do a show every day of the week.
That would be a lot. I don't know. It takes, you know, we're not a current events or political commentary program. You look at other programs.
I want to be, but your mother won't let me.
Something like that, you would have something to talk about nearly every day. When you go to the depth of everything that we have with our articles and our newsletter, it's a lot of work going into the four-hour program.
I don't think people realize how big a staff we have. Researching topics, writing, helping in writing. I mean, where would we be without Becky?
Email correspondence. Phone calls during the week.
The whole team at Roseanne House has been assembled and grown over 28 years for one purpose, to provide you the kind of information you need, to provide Palmer the kind of information he needs, that we can put our building and remodeling experience to work for you, the Arizona homeowner, so that you don't make any silly mistakes. One of the things we're talking about today is New Year's resolutions and resolutions that you can make to make your life in an Arizona home a little bit simpler and easier. Another thing we're talking about is 10 things Arizona homeowners do wrong. We already mentioned the first one. Second one is people don't take their indoor air quality serious.
Mm.
And how many times, Romy, have you and I gone out and started a remodel? And one of the first things we do when we start a remodel is we secure all the ductwork to make sure the area we're working on in a particular house doesn't infiltrate the ductwork and that the dust is contained just in our work area.
Demolition, especially if you're doing drywall, that drywall powder is very fine.
What's the only thing worse than that?
Sauteel tile.
Sauteel tile, that's right. Removing sauteel tile. It comes up in chunks or in powder. That's the only two ways it comes up. But one of the first things we do when we get to a house is we go in and we change the filters, and we put in a high-grade filter to try and keep the dust down. We block off registers wherever place we can. But it's amazing how many times we go in and pull filters that obviously haven't been replaced in 6, 8, 9, or 10 months. Replace your filters and replace them with a 1-inch filter. Paper pleated filter. We recommend every 30 days. Okay, some of you that live inside a lot can go every 2 months.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.